Chapter 10. Jehovah then said to Moses, Make two trumpets for yourself. Make them of hammered silver, and use them to summon the assembly, and to break up the camps. When both of them are blown, the whole assembly must be summoned to you at the entrance of the tent of meeting. If just one is blown, only the chieftains, the heads of the thousands of Israel, will be summoned to you. When you sound a fluctuating trumpet blast, the camps of those to the east should depart. When you sound a fluctuating trumpet blast the second time, the camps of those to the south should depart. They should sound the trumpet blasts in this way each time one of them departs. Now when calling the congregation together, you should blow the trumpets, but not with fluctuating blasts. Aaron's sons, the priests, should blow the trumpets, and the use of them will serve as a lasting statute for you throughout your generations. If you should go to war in your land against an oppressor who is harassing you, you should sound a war call on the trumpets, and you will be remembered by Jehovah your God and be saved from your enemies. Also, on your joyous occasions, your festivals, and at the beginning of your months, you are to sound the trumpets over your burnt offerings and your communion sacrifices. They will serve as a reminder for you before your God. I am Jehovah your God. Now in the second year, in the second month, on the 20th day of the month, the cloud lifted from over the tabernacle of the testimony. So the Israelites began to pull away from the wilderness of Sinai in the order established for their departure, and the cloud settled in the wilderness of Paran. This was the first time they departed, following the order of Jehovah through Moses. So the three-tribe division of the camp of the sons of Judah departed first by their companies, and Nahshon, the son of Amminadab, was over its company. Over the company of the tribe of the sons of Issachar was Nethanel, the son of Zuar. Over the company of the tribe of the sons of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helon. When the tabernacle was taken down, the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari, who carried the tabernacle, departed. Then the three-tribe division of the camp of Reuben departed by their companies, and Elizur, the son of Shedeur, was over its company. Over the company of the tribe of the sons of Simeon was Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. Over the company of the tribe of the sons of Gad was Eliasaph, the son of Duel. Then the Kohathites, who carried the sanctuary items, departed. The tabernacle was to be set up by the time they arrived. Then the three-tribe division of the camp of the sons of Ephraim departed by their companies, and Elishama, the son of Ammihud, was over its company. Over the company of the tribe of the sons of Manasseh was Gamaliel, the son of Pedazah. Over the company of the tribe of the sons of Benjamin was Abidan, the son of Gideoni. Then the three-tribe division of the camp of the sons of Dan departed by their companies, forming the rear guard for all the camps, and Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai, was over its company. Over the company of the tribe of the sons of Asher was Pegiel, the son of Ochran. Over the company of the tribe of the sons of Naphtali was Ahira, the son of Enan. This was the order of departure that the Israelites and their companies followed when they would depart. Then Moses said to Hobab, the son of Reuel, the Midianite, the father-in-law of Moses, We are setting out for the place about which Jehovah said, I will give it to you. Do come with us, and we will treat you well, because Jehovah has promised good things for Israel. But he said to him,
I will not go. I will return to my own country and to my relatives.
At this he said, Please do not leave us, for you know where we should camp in the wilderness, and you can serve as our guide. And if you do come with us, whatever goodness Jehovah shows to us, we will surely show to you. So they began marching from the mountain of Jehovah for a journey of 3 days, and the Ark of Jehovah's Covenant traveled before them for the 3-day journey, to search out a resting place for them. And Jehovah's cloud was over them by day when they set out from the encampment. Whenever the ark was moved, Moses would say, "Rise up, O Jehovah, and let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee from before you." And when it would rest, he would say, "Do return, O Jehovah, to the countless thousands of Israel."